With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More fighting between Israel and Hamas continuing into the new year.
The new year really began in a grim fashion. It was just after midnight local time that we had not fireworks over Tel Aviv, but these rockets fired by Hamas towards southern Israel as well. Hamas said that was in response to the killing of civilians in Gaza. But overnight we saw Israeli strikes apparently killed nearly 50 people in Gaza City. Rescuers there were searching for survivors in the rubble. About 20 of those killed were taking shelter at the Al-Aqsa University, we understand.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several rebels in an escalation of the maritime conflict.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
A new poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, finds more Americans think foreign policy should be a top U.S. priority for 2024. Survey finds international concerns and immigration rising in importance with the public. Those concerns, though, are still far overshadowed by a number of longstanding economic worries around the country. This is SRN News. Well, the major challenge for churches in America.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptists form a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that has reliably voted Republican in recent elections. Widely expected, they will also line up behind former President Donald Trump. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried hard to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their Christian faith. This is SRN News. The environmental officials in the Land of Enchantment proposing new regulatory framework for reusing wastewater. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
The major focus would be on treating and repurposing used salty byproducts of oil and natural gas drilling in a major U.S. petroleum production zone. New Mexico, the number two state for oil production behind Texas, is looking to its energy sector and water-intensive fracking as a potential source of treated water for industrial applications and to offset water demands that are depleting freshwater aquifers amid a drought. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Maui Police Department in Hawaii says a surfer has died after being attacked by a shark. Authorities say shark warning signs were placed on a number of beaches 1 mile on either side of the bay where the person was attacked. More details at srnnews.com.